With 10 months to go until the election, Democratic candidate Jim Doyle has already raised more money than any Democratic candidate in Wisconsin history, $2 million. The three previous Democratic candidates for governor each raised about $1 million. Former Governor Tommy Thompson is the state's all-time money-raising champion with $7 million for the 1998 campaign. Jay Heck of Common Cause predicts all records will be shattered this year.
I think we could conceivably have a $25 to $30 million race, because what will happen in this race is that outside groups, which never really weighed in very much when Governor Thompson was running for a re-election, the theory being that he was pretty much unbeatable, will weigh in very heavily in this race on both sides.
Democratic candidate Tom Barrett has raised $650,000 since announcing his candidacy in May. Barrett also has $750,000 from his congressional campaign committee that he can use in the governor's race. Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk has raised $440,000 since she announced in August. Governor Scott McCallum has raised $2.4 million, and Heck says McCallum is on pace to match Thompson's record.
The chase for raising as much money as possible is really the central theme of the contest for governor in Wisconsin so far. I think probably more people will know more about how much money's been raised than perhaps how these candidates stand on issues that directly affect them.
Heck says only enactment of campaign finance reform this spring could restrain spending on the race for governor. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.